Is your ex still using your Netflix? I know mine is.
Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need or want or you just simply forgot about.
And on average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill.
Ugh. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/Trash Tuesday. Go right now. Truebill.com/Trash Tuesday could save you thousands a year.
You guys, 30 million women are impacted by thinning or weakening hair.
We are impacted, okay? And we love Nutrafol because it has helped all three of us tremendously. And you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com/trash. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/trash.
Hey, slugs. We had so much fun this episode. Can't wait for you to see it. Last night was my first episode of my live Spotify show, Don't Bore Me with Annie Letterman. So make sure you don't miss the next one. Follow me on social media and Spotify Live so you don't miss it. Also, you can see me live at the end of the month on the 29th at the Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas. I'm only going to be there one night, so grab your tickets before they sell out. I'll be in Springfield, Missouri in August. And then in September, you can catch me in Pittsburgh, Tempe, a bunch of other places. Just go to annieletterman.com/shows.
Were we obsessed with Abercrombie polos?
Yes.
Okay, because I had a ton.
Abercrombie in general in high school was like the way to go, right?
And I'd always have this... I would pit out so bad in those polos because they would just hug your armpits. It was not a good
look. I don't know
look.
If I had. I might have only had one. I didn't have that much Abercrombie. It was like too expensive.
Wait, did you have a Lacoste polo? I remember I saved up and got one Lacoste polo.
Aeropostale.
Oh, okay. Aeropostale.
That was like the cheaper Abercrombie and Fitch. It was Abercrombie when you're on a... budge.
Not to like get molesty in the first 10 minutes because I know we're supposed to start wholesome, but the reason I can't look at even the symbol of Aeropostale is because the guy, the counselor who I got, you know, hooked up with after my last stint in a psychiatric hospital.
We call him Aeropostale.
He could not stop wearing Aeropostale. And every time I see it now, that's the only person that I think about.
He was trying to, he was trying to pander to the children. He was wearing little kids. Little Hollister, anyone?
Yeah, Hollister's, that was like budget Abercrombie, right?
But Abercrombie owned them. And then there was another one called...
It was actually budget Abercrombie. It was like literally there.
And then Abercrombie tried to have an even fancier option, which was Rule, I think. It was Rule and then Abercrombie and then Hollister. But it was all the same stuff. It was just a different tag on it.
I don't know if I've ever told Esther this, but when I do poses with people at the meet and greets, we do like eat out and then we always do waffles. I go, do waffles rule. I don't even know if they know what it is. Waffles rule is from Esther over the pandemic. Just random. This was before she started smoking weed. Just randomly went, waffles rule.
Do you really like waffles?
Craziest, most ridiculous.
I don't even know why I said it, but it was said with so much passion that it got flagged.
Yeah.
Like it was so passionate from my gut, from my core. Like, you know, when you speak and it's like it's God is speaking through you.
Yeah. But do you like waffles?
I'm not even that much of a waffles girl, but
she just had a moment.
But I'm like, waffles rule.
They do fucking like, rule. They actually do. They cup the butter and the syrup.
When you think about the crispy waffles outside. Fucking rule. Yes. But I said that on a group FaceTime with Annie, and I can't remember if it was Carlos or our friend John.
Let's just say Carlos.
But they both just they went at me. Now, I actually have I have an offering today.
I need an offering.
Well, actually, you're not involved in this, but you will be the witness.
Okay.
So today I am going to pay off a debt of Annie's that she may not be front of mind, but she knows about it. And I'm going to pay off this debt for her. Do you have any idea what it is?
No. Can I have clues? I want to guess.
Okay. It's something you borrowed from someone.
Oh, I know what it is. Okay.
Okay. So Annie.
Oh my God.
Yes. A few
Honestly, I just saw a strap in there and I was like, if this is a hanging joke, you're the most fucked up person here. There's a strap. I literally
That's
like,
Lululemon belt bag.
Honestly, all I saw was the belt. I was like, oh my God, she's a genius.
So several years ago, we lost one of our dear friends, Brody Stevens, and someone came out with like this limited edition hoodie to celebrate him. And
it, this is the day I saw it.
And Carlos ordered one. And Annie borrowed it and
I got
it so
dirty that I couldn't give it back.
However, I have had a pristine, never been worn one in my closet. And I have decided to pay off your debt.
Wow.
And gift it to
Carlos. Oh my God. Carlos, you have to pay me for it somehow. Somehow I must make money off of this.
Such a big deal. Thank you.
So it really is a cute sweater.
It's so cute.
Now I feel like we're in some sort of a financial triangle.
Is that why? Are you trying to get something from me? Yeah. Well, I have something. Congratulations on your breakup. We're not going to let things be dark. Last week we were kind of victims and that's okay, but we're not. We had our victim moment. We're not victims anymore.
Kalila,
we had our pity party.
Kalila is fucking single, bitches.
Kalila's single. We're celebrating. We're not going to be sad. Breakups are always end up being a good thing. Always. Even when they don't feel like it. They always end up being a pivotal moment. Mm. But I know you're not ready to get out there. Sorry, guys. Hold your
DMs. I told Annie yesterday, I think in like the peak of my sadness, or and it wasn't yesterday, but I was like, I'm just going to eat pussy for the rest of my life. And she's like, do not say that around Esther. Do not say that around Esther.
Esther's ringing the bell.
No, I'm going to be respectful. I am in a relationship.
Are you going to ring the bell later when you get home?
Look, I've had thoughts, whatever. I'm a married almost
woman. Oh, now that it becomes real. Look at
No, me. It's not real because okay. I'm seeing Dave. So, you know,
I'm seeing him casually for 10 years. We're casually
dating. We're seeing each other.
We're seeing each other, passing each other left and right.
What I feel is that what we have to offer you is that Annie and I were born to be wing women.
Yes.
It's our
good because I'm literally like terrified of even stepping out the house. So your first task would be to pry me out of the house. First.
Yes. No, we got to get you out of the house. I'm starting to feel like I'm going to be able to get you out of the house.
You almost did to Boot Barn.
I bailed on my Boot Barn idea, but we got to go.
That was a good start though. She said Boot Barn. Listen, and I was like,
wherever we go will be fun. I promise you. That is something I can offer people. I promise you that wherever we go, it will be fun. I think that's a good thing to be able to offer.
It is.
But we will take you, we'll have fun. It's like you've had a heavy blanket over you. Mm. Okay. Mm. You've been going through things you couldn't express, you couldn't talk about. So you could only tell little pieces. That fucking sucks. Not that you have to tell, but it weighs on you. And now it's time to fucking rise up.
But do you feel single yet?
No.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a while. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I might. Like, I wasn't kidding when I was like, I'm just going to eat pussy for the rest of my life. Like, I'm so...
Pull it out, Esther. Listen.
Dear Dave.
All of a sudden, we look over and Carlos is like manginaing. He's talking.
But this wasn't, you know, like for those who don't know, like this hasn't been like, it wasn't like an overnight decision. We went into couples therapy and sometimes couples therapy, it just prepares you for the end.
Yeah.
And I think that without knowing it or without seeing it for a long time, I think that ultimately that's what it was.
Like, yeah, you did like a conscious uncoupling.
I didn't want to say therapy. The word. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you gotta just say it, guys. We're goop. We're goop. We're goop. We're goop. You can try to deny it. We're goop. I'm posh and we're all goop. Goops, do you know what I mean?
Goop immediately takes legal action.
And that's what we would do. That's goop.
But
can we do that instead of chuggy? It's like a positive one. That's goop.
Yeah. But it's been a long time, but like the last year, it's been in deliberation. It's been on the table, right? Do we not? And then you guys have been privy to that, except that everyone else hasn't been privy to that.
A little privy.
So they need to catch up. We need to catch
right,
up.
Right. So when like the whole Brendan Schaub thing happened, he almost like forced it out of us, even though we weren't ready to talk about
it
yet.
And we want to thank him for that. Thank you.
So I guess like in a sense, like, you know, that was a blessing in disguise because it really like forced us to like tackle head on, because I think we would have taken much longer to deliberate, and this sort of pushed it right in the forefront of our like thoughts and consciousness. But I'm not kidding you guys, like we've never been closer.
Yeah.
What?
Well, like, this is my breakup advice is not going to work for this relationship.
That is so
mine is move to the other coast. Get like away from them.
We're traveling. Yeah, we're going to the Philippines in September. It's like we're more the pressure of the label completely just like dissolved all the pressure, of like yeah. these layers of like resentment and whatnot. It just kind of like went away, and then it went, we're back to being like the peak versions of ourselves, which is like truly, truly obsessed with each other.
Yeah.
But not in a romantic way. Just simply not in a romantic way. But still, like, I've always felt that when I met Bobby. It was like, I've said this over and over again, like a war comrade. Like, when I met him, I was like, I don't need to explain to you who I am. I get you, you get me. Mm-hmm. It was just like kindred, right? And we're back to that. We're back to being able to, like, communicate without worrying about, like, each other's, like, feeling so much.
That's how Esther and I went with our friendship. We had to take the sex out. Sex is confusing things.
Sex is confusing. It really does confuse.
I was getting
things.
Mad at her. I was like, one of but us, you ate me out last night and it was at your house.
One of yeah. us still wants it, kind of.
I kept showing up late to her house to get eaten out.
Okay, so I used to watch this Japanese reality show called Terrace House. And in Terrace House, they would do this ritual. Like, if you're hurting or if you're going through a transition in your life, they say all of those feelings are in the tips of your hair. So they would trim the tips of their hair. I went a different route, and I think Annie...
You trimmed your bush?
No, I trimmed my neck. I took out all of these skin tags off my neck.
I can't believe... Did you do this yesterday?
I did this yesterday.
You did it yourself? Yesterday.
And Bobby got his mole removed too.
I got my mole, for my whole life I had that mole.
That's weird. I have all these moles growing all of a sudden. I'm just kidding. Like, I got your guys' moles because we're connected.
We are.
Don't grab your tits like they're moles. They're moles.
Wait, did you take those off yourself?
No, Esther. Okay. I have taken them off myself before using a string.
Don't look at me like that was not a crazy thing. You're like, why would you even? That's insane. She burned her neck
off. She said she took them off.
I used to have a skin tag on my eye and with a string to kind of cut the blood circulation, and eventually it just falls off.
But that was work?
It did. Yeah. I mean, there were days of no health insurance. You know, you had to do, you know, take moles into your own hands.
I mean, that health insurance was, okay, can I tell you my dermatologist experience actually? Because I've never been to, like, I went to a dermatologist when I was a teenager, and that's it, because I've not had health insurance until like a year ago. So I go to the dermatologist, and this is how I found my dermatologist. This is very me, how I found it. I was going to my TMJ doctor, and there was just a pretty woman just walked. It's actually very Esther.
Yes.
A pretty woman who's like, I don't know how old she is, but she had gray hair, but her face was like insane. Walked into this, and I just followed her in, pushed her up against the, I followed her in, and I was like, I want to get my thing removed. I want to look like you. And she just like made me an appointment. And then it was the best office.
That is the most Annie story I've ever heard.
And I just went in like 2 weeks later and I got my mole removed. That's amazing. I've had forever, I've been wanting to get that removed.
But you only have like, at least you don't have pizza neck. Look at my neck.
But I never noticed you had any.
Yeah.
I had to get one removed back here too. And I'm going to get like, there's a couple more I'm going to get removed, but they can only do three at a time in my office.
So Bobby got his mole removed, not because he wanted to, it was because he was on H3 with Ethan Klein. And Ethan Klein's like, dude, that thing's cancerous. And I looked at it, I was like, it doesn't look cancerous, but I was like, it is big, so let's get it checked out.
Where is it?
It is on his neck.
Okay.
And so he got it removed, and the doctor straight up told him, like, 99.9%, like, this isn't cancerous, but we're going to take it out anyways and, get it biopsied. But no, so now he's, like, enraged at Ethan Klein because he really liked that mole. It was a mole, like, he was, he a had feelings mole? For.
Well, he's getting rid of all of his moles he had.
I'm just like, I don't think you had moles on your neck.
It was I a mole, there were skin them tags. At all. I don't recall seeing a skin tag ever.
No.
Skin tags are a little lighter, so they're not as obvious as
moles.
Is this
she has chicken pox and she's lying?
It's like monkeypox.
This bitch has neck monkeypox.
Let me make out with you. I'll give you what I got.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you and Bobby, I'm not worried about, but I'm glad everyone is going to the dermatologist. We need to get our skin checked yearly. Like, skin cancer is a thing.
You know, I try to get them to give me all the treatments too. I was like, what should I get? I've never had anything in my face. And they were like, nothing. I was like, oh my God, I went to an honest dermatologist. How annoying. So I got retinol.
Like, so
I'm going to start using retinol.
You, You don't age. It's weird.
Neither do you. It's actually really weird. It's actually so creepy.
I'm really sad that I can't get retinol because I have eczema. I don't think, if you guys know anything, if you have like dermatology tips, like I've wanted to use retinol.
Oh, because it'll dry your skin out?
It fucks me up. Like it really causes like big patches of like.
Isn't that what it's supposed to do in the beginning though, or no?
Yeah. It's different. Like vitamin C, I have to be careful with. Like certain age-defying cosmetic stuff I cannot use because my skin's so sensitive.
Oh, that's cute. So
sad.
I know. Last week I was like, sensitive skin.
Dude.
That's joking.
I don't know.
My best friend's like was very straight to the point and blunt in terms of breakup advice, which I will ask from you in a second. But she was just like, look, she's like, I'm not going to try and make you feel better, but you're single now. It's not a good time to be ugly. So work out, get your skin in order. And that's all I have to say.
You got your skin tags removed?
I got my skin tags removed the
next
day. With Bobby.
You guys can like glow up together for being single.
We're getting, he's getting his laser on his face for his liver spots. So we're going to go to a appointment together.
Wow.
He's my girl now.
Wait, I'm like so jealous right
that
now.
That Bobby
like,
texts her back?
That especially. But like, I don't know, just the thought of like, you sound like you're in like this super like codependent, not in a bad way. Like you guys are best buds. Like I want that.
You don't have that with Dave?
No.
Dave, like, Dave's like, I'm going to poker. See you.
I know. Dave, I literally have to like beg him. I'm like, can we talk, just like have a chat today? Like,
and then you have nothing to say. You're like just looking at him.
Even one thing that'll make you even more jealous is that Bobby loves to shop way more than me. And he loves to shop for very expensive things.
Online or out in the...
Everywhere.
Okay.
Anywhere that he sees something, he wants to go for it. Yeah. So he... You know, I'm sorry, guys. I want.
I'm excited for you. I feel like I identify as like one of like a queen of platonic female-male friendships, but I've never.
That's a really nice way of putting that you're
ugly. It's so true.
No,
but I've never had it with an ex. I'm wondering like how that is because.
You're like, what's it like to like have your ex invite you over? Yeah. And not just be like driving by the house.
Not call the cops on you.
I mean, Esther would never leave. Like if you were in a live-in relationship and they broke up with you, you would just stay living there.
I would be like, okay,
you're
yeah,
just gonna
sure.
squat.
Yeah. Get me out. Go ahead. Try.
I dare you. They just pick you up. They go. You fly out the window?
Wait, I want to ask you guys, like, how do I get through this? Like, what are some breakup tips for me and everyone else out there going through?
Okay, for me, my number one rule is busy. Busy, busy, busy. Literally fill up that calendar, make plans. You have to stay busy.
It's all you need.
Oh, God.
I got you a clit sucker.
I've never had one of these before.
By the way, I spent $500 at the sex shop. Yesterday, and then immediately we got tagged by a sex company. They was like, do you guys need toys? Like on the way over, we did. I was like, yeah. Being tested by the universe, money's nothing. But I got you. I thought this was like a very regal color for you.
Can I see?
There was navy, blue, white. It's weird. It's very American.
It looks very holy.
Oh, wow. And then there was one that was like red, but I thought this one is wine colored for you. And then I had to get, you know how. You got to give someone else.
It's not their birthday. That's so cute. You treat me like a baby.
I got this for Esther. Here you go. Pull it out.
What the? Annie, is this a butt plug that would give me a rabbit tail?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wait, it's actually so cute. I want to wear it.
I know. Put it in.
Wait, like, look at me.
I mean, it honestly doesn't not look good.
It looks so cute.
It honestly does. And I think we have our thumbnail. I think we have our thumbnail. And then I got this.
But did you get yourself?
I got myself just a little lipstick one.
Oh, let me see.
So I can use it while we're banging because
we're banging?
Yes, while we're banging. And then I got these that I thought we could play with, but I'm going to use them with Todd was like, for me or for you? I go, this might not work. If you think it might be for you, this might be the issue. This could be the problem. I'm like, I should be being fucking purple, choked up against the wall right now. But I was thinking, I haven't explored like too much like playful submission stuff. Yeah. And I went to the store called.
Oh, God. The thing, the name of
this. I went
to the
Cupid's Closet. And the girl working there was like, what's cute about our store is that it's like, it has just like light S&M stuff. Like if you want to get into just it, light like stuff. Light bondage stuff.
And introductory.
I was like, nobody ever said light bondage. And I think that's why I haven't tried it, because it's always like hardcore.
Yeah, it's threatening. Your
butt cheeks are tied up to each
Are you
side.
Keeping really that? Really good point.
Yeah, I'm like, I wouldn't
Let's
ease
dip
in.
Our toe in.
Wait, are you keeping that for yourself?
I am going to.
It's called a hog tie set, by the way.
I keep falling for the ads where they're about, they're like, oh, this is a good filter app or something.
Right.
Which, like,
right.
When am I ever going to use those?
Yeah.
And I will download them and then do the free trial. I found out I had three that were charging me $7.99 a week.
Oh
a week? God. They were doing a week ones.
Annie.
I never used them or looked at them. Thank you, Trubo.
Well, you guys know that I also used to pay a lot for an anime subscription that I didn't know I already had three of. Also, I had like an insect finder app that I had for like six years.
Yeah, this is the darkest one.
I've had brain game things where I thought it was going to make me a smarter person, but it just made me poor and dumb because I paid a lot of money every year for many years.
They were like, pronounce subscription. You're like, I'm stumped.
You guys, companies intentionally make it really, really hard to cancel subscriptions. And Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap.
And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to do it yourself.
Truebill has over 2 million users and helps save them over 100 million.
I just think it's so easy to forget and let these things go. And that's why Truebill is like one of the best financial apps that we've ever discovered, because it just keeps you on top of it and you don't throw money away for no reason.
And even a little bit, like Annie said, $7.99.
A seems week.
Like that's a week.
A week is absurd.
I can't believe the week ones. I didn't know. A week?
I should hit you for that.
A week!
You guys, on average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Don't fall for a subscription scam. Start canceling today at truebill.com/trashtuesday.
Go right now. That's truebill.com/trashtuesday. It could save you thousands a year.
Back to tips. Busy. Stay busy. No idle time.
Masturbate.
The thing is
masturbate. Thank
you're
Annie.
Spending so much time with your ex, which is like, I don't really know how to navigate.
Yeah, because I would say usually what I do is like we really find the worst things about them. And we obviously don't want to do that because you guys are still, you know, partners in so many ways. But I usually, what my usual breakup, and I'm good. I used to pitch a show several times, never got picked up. I used to pitch it a lot. But about me helping people go through breakups, because you have to villainize the person, even if you don't mean it, you just need to do it for like a month. You have to just find the worst thing about them. So you just break that, like, you got to knock them off whatever pedestal they're still on.
Oh my God, wait, you know what breakup advice my dad gave me when I went through my horrible, you guys know my high school ex who I drive by his house all the time. That was the worst time of my life. Like I had never been anything
told
like that.
No.
Like, like food didn't even taste like anything.
The dream.
I looked really good.
Oh my God.
But
dump me now.
My dad was like, he's so dramatic. Now that I look back, he's like, you have to go to their funeral in your head. He's like, picture their funeral. Like,
you start cracking up.
He's like, they have to be dead. Like, there's no contact kind of thing. I can't.
I know no contact honestly is the best way, but what are we
doing? I'm trying. So like, I'm going to go on a week long spearfishing trip on a boat.
Were you already jealous when she was like a week long and we weren't invited? I was like, I don't know what you're about to say, but I'm pissed. Are you breaking up with me, bitch? No contact with me?
A week ago.
It's just, I'm on a boat every day. I don't have a choice but to be nauseous and go for fish.
That's
so
perfect.
I don't really have a whole lot of Wi-Fi out there. There's a whole lot of not a lot of communication. So I think that'll be good for me. But the whole like keep busy thing, I think in the past I've always done that, and I think it's a good way to if you're really, really deep in the funk. But like, you know, obviously I've been in a lot of fucking therapy with Bobby on my own, blah blah blah. I've never been able to like sit with my own grief. I've always coped in unhealthy ways. I've never been able to sit with the discomfort. So I'm trying that. I'm trying not to reach for people or things. I'm just trying to like sit with it, get to know this awful feeling in the pit of my stomach, and hopefully like reconcile with that feeling and say, okay, like you live here now. Yeah. And like just
take it on the lobsters. Stab those fucking lobsters and bring them to me.
I will. Don't be a bitch.
It is true. You want to feel it because you always, I think like I'm always the person, I feel it so hard and then you get it out of the way. You don't want to be the person where it's coming up for months and years.
I don't want it to come up 6 months from now because I didn't deal with it correctly. Like it's like I don't have a problem ruminating. And I think a lot of, well, when I was dating, like, younger men tend to do this a lot, or that's a pattern I've seen where it's like straight rebound, get back on that horse, dude, and all the homies are just like rallying them up, and like that's gonna be so bad for them 6 months down the road. It's fun now, get your dick wet, all of that stuff, but it's not in any way like healing.
It's also sad, like when you fuck someone that's not the person that you like wanted to be with or you're used to being with. It's sad.
It's worse. It makes things way worse.
And it might be exciting the first time, but then it's like
empty. Yeah.
If you're not ready, that you're right. That hurts. It is so sad.
It probably always hurts with you, you little one.
But I am doing something next week that I wanted to get you guys' take on. And you guys know I'm stone cold sober. I drink alcohol twice a year. The last time was on my
She's stone cold sober. Her shoulders are stone cold Steve Austin.
I used to love Stone Cold.
I met him.
That is so weird.
Yeah, in Santa Fe when they were doing the longest
yard. Him. I love everything. I like his life story, everything.
Yeah.
That makes me just think of like little boys in elementary school.
WWE.
Ew, stop swishing and sliding around. It's nasty. Ew, Esther.
That's never been my type.
But next week I am doing a ketamine assisted psychotherapy session that's 90 minutes long, and it's with a doctor and a therapist, and they give you an intramuscular injection. You sit in a mood pod and you just go through a journey, and I'm terrified because I don't even drink coffee, so I don't like mind altering things, but I think that I've hit a wall a little bit with talk therapy, and I'm ready to kind of
What is that?
I've only done ultra muscle ketamine in the pod that is my Tesla. So I think it's going to be great for you because it's a disassociative.
Yeah.
And so it helps you be able to look at what's happened to you without being attached to the feelings of it. So it helps you. And they're going to be with her to help her. So you'll be safe.
Yeah.
And they're experts at it and stuff. It's much better than doing it just like raver style.
Can you compare it to like an edible high? Like how is it? Similar.
You feel like you're in a fucking cloud. Like it's like everything's very soft and I don't know.
But what I have a question though. So this session next week is in Encinitas. It's in San Diego, but Bobby and I are having a day in San Diego too. We're driving there together. Is that not a good idea?
What the hell is this?
Yeah, you gotta figure something out because it's just going to take longer.
Yeah.
It's just going to take longer is the only issue.
To be
honest. Like, I understand what you're doing, and I think you guys can get back to this place. Mm-hmm. But you are a codependent person, so you have put so much – and this is – we are not doing any blamesies here. There's no, like, negatives or anything. You have put all of your focus on this crazy, funny little whirlwind of a man. And you are not – you have to focus on yourself.
Mm.
And I don't even think you probably know what you want.
No, I'm not out of the freaking murk of it all.
What do you want out of what do you want out of the ketamine experience? Do you know
I
that?
Want to I thought that I had done a lot of work on myself and I was really sort of getting to a place of like loving myself again, all of that, but when the whole breakup thing happened and even speaking to you guys, I realized that I have a long way to go in terms of self-worth. There's just, I have, my tank is very low. And
very common, by the way, extremely common.
It's, as someone that studies hypnotism and stuff, almost everything leads back to self-love and self-worth.
Yeah. And I'm very insecure and I'm frightened a lot. So those are, but the therapist was like, the ketamine will go where it needs to go. So you might have walk in with an intention of saying, these are the parts that I want to fix. She's like, but the ketamine might take you like somewhere else. That's more urgent, more important. So you just have to like be open. So I don't know. We'll see, guys.
Dude, I would
I know for a fact it's going to be good.
I would love to like put an emphasis this summer or whatever, like on building self-worth for all of us and like for our listeners and stuff, because it is kind of like an underrated area to focus on. Because whenever I am really up on it and making sure that that tank is full, I'm so much, my life is so much better, and it takes work. I think we're having a self-worth summer.
Yes, I'm 100% down. And Mary Lou Rodriguez, my hypnotist, is going to do a group session on us, and okay. I cannot fucking wait. I mean, you want a Skims endorsement? Oh, we shall have it. I'm telling you guys, this shit works. Like, I'm leaning into my goop this summer too. Like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, I would so much rather people be like,
I'm leaning into my goop too.
We've all leaned into it. Honestly, accidentally, I'm like, ew, how did it get on my shoulder?
Why is it on my forehead?
We turn around, Esther's doing a handstand. But I do think that it is like, because I feel like it was very cathartic last week. It was really nice to kind of like hear you say your piece and stuff. But it's also, I think, like, we're about moving on, getting better, healing ourselves.
No, I'm on board, fully on board with that.
Self-worth is so the key to like a good life. It just really is.
No, it's 100%.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you have to have it.
Because our fear, our anxiety, our insecurities, our feelings of lack of about ourselves, that's where all the bad shit comes from.
And I just do not want to enter another friendship, relationship until my tank is like full again, because then I'm just gonna resort back to being insecure.
Well, then the cum will just spill over because your tank's full.
Also, if we're grandfathered in, right?
Like, yeah, we're already here. You're grandfathered in.
You're grandfathered. I don't know what that means, but we all realize that it works.
Wait, Annie, I have a question for you. Like, how do you decide which moles stay, which moles go?
I just like this mole, and the other mole just like was on the corner of my jawline, and it would just like catch in the light. It was just fucking annoying.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know what she taught me? That if there's hair in the mole, it's healthy.
That's it's not what cancer. I've been. That's, I thought that was a myth, but that's my mom has been saying that my whole life.
So I don't want to brag, but my pussy does not have cancer.
I mean,
the hair grows.
Mine has a lot more not cancer than yours, my friends.
And it's weird because it's per capita too.
You guys, I haven't waxed in months, and
there's still only one hair.
Can I just show you? I know I've shown you my pussy so many times, but like,
this please, is not enough. Honestly,
maddening to me that I just have no regrowth.
When you see mine,
that's what a bitch. She's like, I'm not ready to date, but it won't grow back.
That is insane.
It looks like Homer Simpson. Carlos has more hair than her pussy.
It's like
insane. Wow, I like that. It's like, Esther, that's hot though.
It looks like there's supposed to be a penis there. Esther, you know laser would work for that because it's dark.
What do you mean?
Laser works better on dark hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Kalila, want to come laser it? Wait, I actually have to read a message that I got from a slug that is so awesome. So you know how last week we were talking about like man whores and like guys who hook up a lot and you know, whatever, like, is there a stigma that we have against them, whatever. Okay, so this guy DM'd me and I have to read it. I'm not going to reveal his identity, and I got his permission. So cool. He wrote, "Hi Esther, just watched the last pod. I used to be a complete man whore. Y'all were right. It was extremely hollow and I never finished." He said, "No way to word that where it's not gross. Sorry. I am extremely glad I was like that. I had to grow up and get that out of my system, and there's no situation where I would ever cheat now. Also, the nanosecond I met my now wife, I changed, and I have never looked at any other woman the same way. And with her, I've never not finished again. Ew, gross, but it's because I needed intimacy. Love doesn't hurt that she's the most beautiful thing of all time. Also, for the record, all my guy friends that watch Tiger Belly or TT love Kalila." Oh yeah, sorry, he's blah blah blah. To end on a positive note, my wife is 99.9% straight, but so gay for all three of y'all, and I got her into TT. Have a nice day, lady." Aww. But isn't that cool? Like, because I don't think there's any woman who got through their 20s without hooking up with a guy, that was using them for sex, right?
Yeah.
Like we've all, so it's almost like nice to hear.
Sometimes you're the guy. I don't remember my fucking 20s.
But I'm just saying like the man whores are out right. there and like.
They're man whores with hearts of gold.
Yeah. And it's like nice to hear someone say like I did that and it was wrong and it wasn't helpful for me. And now he feels better. Right.
But he was saying yeah. that it was helpful for him because he got through it. Like he's not that he doesn't regret it.
Right, right. No, but I think wrong. that's best case scenario, right?
Yeah.
Is like, you know, you allow your dick to take the lead when you're young, 20 and fucking yeah. horny. And then eventually you learn the hard way that something is lacking and you can't come. And so, yeah, and then you grow from that. That's like a best case scenario of doing it wrong, realizing, and then finding a perfect solution.
Yeah.
But it's not like that, Annie says. It's not like that for a lot of men. In fact, you guys are in an industry where you're around a lot of men that are in their 40s that still behave yeah. that way.
Yeah,
who never grow true. Out of it, who seem to think it's sort of like this, you know, badge of honor to, you know, continue to, you know, like collect women to just objectify, right?
Well, it makes sense because you're in a, like, it's like a rock star position if you're a comedian. Like, I feel like comedy used to be, because comedy used to be like self-deprecating, I'm this fucking blah, blah, blah. And then it turned into like, I have the best sneakers. I have the best thing. And I fucking dress cute for the stage now. But I used to dress like literally like a troll and go up like, you know.
Same.
And but it's like comedy's had a new thing where it's like much more like, cool. Yeah. And so it kind of makes sense that a lot of guys who couldn't get pussy in high school because they like maybe weren't good looking enough or confident enough are now have gotten the skill set that is like attractive to women. Mm. We always like a guy with a sense of humor. So. Right. They have a position to like be more.
But that is literally like, okay, let's say I grew up and my parents said you can never have cupcakes. And then now I'm 18 and I'm free. And it's like, I can have every cupcake I ever wanted. It's like, that's sick and sad if I go and eat 12 cupcakes every night.
She won't even eat one bite.
That's how I felt about naps. I wasn't allowed to take naps as a child. I remember thinking when I'm 18, and when I have the freedom, I'm just gonna sleep all fucking day.
And look
day.
At you now, depressed as shit. Can't get out of bed, sweaty palms, gripping toilet paper in our hands at all times.
Paper towel.
You manifested this.
Oh, how?
You said, I wanna take naps as an adult, and you made yourself a depressed, sluggish little bitch. I watched this TikTok that was like, I'll just play you the audio.
That was really special, Esther.
Oh, yeah.
That message. Sorry. I really, really like what he said. And it's very, like, promising.
Yeah, exactly. Because I, like you said, a lot of the men, especially in our industry, have not had that growth. So it's so meaningful for me to see a man, hear from a man that has had that growth.
I'm right.
Like, there's hope.
All right. So this is what I like. I like what this lady said.
You need headphones for this?
Oh. Yeah.
An insecure woman will stir up trouble because she needs to be the winner. But a secure woman will do nothing. Because she knows she wins either way.
Mm. Love that.
Where were you 3 months ago, bitch?
I know. Love that.
You know what I love most about it? I love to do nothing. more than the average gal.
I'm sold on the nothing part.
But also not like in a manipulative way to like be like, I'm not responding to people or whatever. But it is sort of like if you do start thinking like, what am I fighting for? Why am I trying to be right in these situations? Yeah. What do I need to like, who am I trying to win over?
It's just ego, right?
Yep.
You feel the need to like for victory somehow because it is a salve to be like, oh, I was right there. It's comforting to the ego.
Yeah.
But like, you know, truly it's like life moves on. Wrong or right, it just moves forward.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And everyone has a different interpretation of what's going
to
be wrong.
Right, right.
I'll get you Kylie break.
Yes, sure. Banana
I'll buy
break.
You all the Kylie in the world. Can I use it?
Yeah. My parents, like, they literally disagree. Every single thing that comes out of one of the other's mouth, the other one is so quick to disagree. Like, it's so funny. My dad, at one point, he grabbed my mom's arm, lifted it up. He goes, she's the undefeated champion. Like, because she just kept, like, getting her way. And I just see them. They're disagreeing.
That's so funny.
that would throw me into a rage if someone did that to me. If I was trying to make a point.
So funny.
It's so funny.
Well, we have a new thing, too, in my family, which was inspired by my sister, which is we go, I surrender. So it's like if you're ever in a thing, it's like you just go like, I surrender.
Oh, I like that.
It's amazing. We have a lot of tools that come out of that house. But the thing that was so shocking to me, so like literally they're always disagreeing, always like on each other, never want to. So, and I always say like it's hard for me because then I'm never with them both happy because one wants to go to this restaurant, the other wants to go to this one. Oh my God,
that's why you think they're not happy around you? The lies we tell ourselves. And guys, this is a good self-worth method. You just make up some bullshit.
Wait, but then I had alone time with each of them back to back. Like in the morning, my mom came down to the basement before my dad woke up. And then later when I went on my walk with my dad. And both privately, first my mom goes, your daddy's turning 79. Like, I don't know what I'll do without him. Which I'm like, oh.
My parents do that to me too. My mom be like, I've never lived alone before. I'm like, mom,
like I can't handle this.
So
but...
thirsty.
And then I go,
blow your tits out.
And then when I'm with my daddy, he's like, I don't know how your mom does all that she does. And I'm like, can you guys tell each other this? Like,
they can't. So many people do have that with you. But do your parents give compliments to your friends and not you? They do it to me. Your mom would be like, I love your stuff. It's so funny. It's like too intense to say it to your own kid.
I don't know if that's...
Because you're her, I think so.
Yeah, I think it's also the same reason why apparently like...
all of
like,
our fans say that I'm funnier. It's like the same thing they can...
No, my mom... Remember the night my mom came to my like Esther and Friends show and we're like, who's your favorite? She's like, I really liked Annie. No, she's like, Annie was really funny.
I did smash and I did even come out during your set.
Yeah, it was amazing.
My mom is very physically affectionate to everybody but my sister and I. So I think that makes sense. Annie,
there's
has
something,
a point.
It's self-worth again because it's you're her.
Maybe. There has to be a study about this because I really look at her hug other people with so much envy. I'm like, wow, she really gives great hugs.
Boundaries. Thank God my mom doesn't give affection to anybody, so I'm good.
You guys, healthier hair doesn't happen overnight. This is why I love Nutrafol. It doesn't make overnight promises. This is a product that I use religiously because when I turned 30 and I stopped taking birth control pills, I lost like half of my head.
Yeah.
And with Nutrafol, it's got really good ingredients. You're basically taking vitamins for your nails and your hair and just like your overall health. And in a couple months, I swear to you guys, I have seen the difference. This isn't something that I've been taking for years, even before this sponsorship.
I remember you telling me about it and you got me turned on to it. Nutrafol, what's important about it is it supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the five root causes of thinning: stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, and metabolism. And Nutrafol is physician formulated to be 100% drug-free. That to me is the most important thing. They use medical-grade botanicals in consistently effective dosages so that you're getting the most reliable results. It's why it works. It's why it's so popular. It's why it's one of our biggest sponsors because people who get it, use it, and love it, they see results.
It just works so well. I'm on like month 4 of taking it consistently. I had to start getting all of these like pill bottles and putting them in ahead of time, but I take my Nutrafol every day.
And it's not just for hair and nails. It's for overall well-being, including restful sleep, less stress. But yes, better skin, nails, and also libido, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com/trash to save $15 off your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it is only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com/trash.
My mother once, I remember in high school, my mom was taking my brother's girlfriend, who he was obviously going to break up with, to the art museum, the Philadelphia Art Museum. I was like, Triggered. Are you fucking kidding me, bitch? I was like, I would like to go see. Hey, mom, you know the art skills you pass down to your true, real birth daughter?
You're like super artistic. Can you love
art. I would love to go to the. Why are you bringing this bitch that's sucking Max's dick up in his room? This slut that's fucking got her mouth filled with our fucking. Our Max's member.
Annie, the Max's member. The turn that story took.
It was just so gross and weird. Like, my parents, like, they weren't very strict, but like definitely sex was happening in my brother's room.
Yeah, that is interesting. Is there a natural inclination for parents to be less strict with a boy having sex versus a girl?
Well, I don't know. One of his girlfriend's dads came in and fucking flipped out. Was like, where are they? My mom's like, upstairs. And she's like,
with the door closed?
Yeah, like he was like, he had no clue. If you sent your kids over to the Letterman's house, who knows if they'll even come back?
The dad honestly came to your house.
To pick her up and was like, where is she?
Getting like, her
boom,
fucking
boom, boom, boom.
Getting your back blown out. Blown out upstairs. Oh my God.
To a Buffy. Your daughter's going like this to a Buffy Got Milk poster.
Oh no.
And let me tell you, she got milk.
Oh no, Annie, no. Annie, no.
Are you going to ask him about his cum?
I'm going to ask him.
You're
about
feeling lucky
the girl.
Today.
Max.
Pick up Max.
Remember that one time you picked up? Max?
Max.
Oh. I just want to see if you remember when that girl's dad came. I don't think he was ever allowed to see her again. I really think that she was banned from my brother's life after that.
Gosh, you've got to like not forbid children because they'll double down. Yes. And find other ways.
They'll be jerking each other off under the table you're sitting at.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you got to just.
That's where the old hole in the popcorn started.
Let freedom ring, I say. Let freedom ring.
We got to go to the movies. We got to take you out. I'm going to take you on dates. Mm-mm. Let's go to Craig's.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take Kalila to Craig's on a breakup. We'll do a breakup tour for you.
I hate to say this, but I think Craig's is overrated.
I've never been there, so
I
can't
like
say.
The food. I have like a great order there that I love.
You have to tell me then.
Do you know what I like? I like going on TikTok and seeing Esther with famous people at Craig's. I go, do it, bitch. Blow our podcast up.
I have a request. Just
like, I know my parents
need I have it. A request. I will allow you guys to take me to dinner, but it's got to be at Kato.
What's that?
It's a restaurant in downtown LA, and it's probably my most favorite dessert of my entire life. So yes, that's my request.
Esther will feed you her Kato.
You're not going to be happy.
Why?
Because it's Kato.
What's the food?
It's expensive.
Oh, that.
We are happy. You are kidding? Crazy. You are the only Jew on this Jewish podcast. Out of the three people here, the Judaeus over here, you are actually the Jewish.
Wait, I'm part Ashkenazi.
You are?
We know which part.
Like literally like 3%.
When I spend, it's on food. So I'm.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
When I spend, it's on food, clothes. Travel, my parents,
family. Yeah,
love that.
It's a big money drainer.
But yeah,
my most massive money drainer is family stuff.
I gotta say, now that you have more time on your hands, can we get Draggy Legs, the dog?
Draggy Legs. Do you know the history of Draggy Legs?
Yes,
Esther?
I know all about this. You guys are obsessed with this dog you found that has draggy legs.
But the fact that you're still jealous of the dog is so crazy. Still, truly, actually jealous. Not like the camera's not. There's no lying here. That was true. Like, fucking pissed off that this fucking dog is taking it. It's so funny if we kick Esther off the podcast and Draggy Legs is her replacement.
Can I tell you guys?
You fully just caught me.
Can I tell you guys that Draggy Legs is no longer dragging her legs because I had a wheelchair sent to the Philippines,
you
and now
did?
She
we
has.
Got you one, bitch. You sent it back. You sent it back.
Draggy Legs got a wheelchair.
Not a wheelchair. The wheels for legs.
I love a wheels for legs dog. Mm-hmm. I love a wheels for legs dog.
So we can
still
adopt
her. I'm going to break Randy's hips when I go home. I hate how Randy just glides effortlessly.
He is so bouncy and he bounces high.
He is so popular, guys. I never thought I would have a dog that's like just out popularizing me so hard. It's like crazy.
Oh, perhaps you're projecting the jealousy of the dogs.
I give him a little kick when we go out. No, he really is. I'm proud of him though because I take ownership over him. You stupid bitch.
He's your baby. He's your baby.
His spirit is so pure and happy.
He's so happy. I'm certainly not projecting that. Your happy spirit. It's in the dig. You got to dig for it. But he, 4th of July, we went to my friend's pool party and people were just staring at it. It was just so funny. Everyone's like, look at how he does this and that. It's like, you know, when you're validated, you're like, he is cute. But we went into Rite Aid the other night and this girl goes, is that Randy? Go, yes, it is. He's like a little local celebrity.
I love having my little dog child so much. I know this seems a kind of random, but I'm really happy right now with a dog baby.
Yes.
Like, that is really right for me right now.
Yes.
That, and I'll just leave that at that. Like, I am really glad I don't have a baby right now.
I'll tell you this much. Like, dogs are a lifesaver during breakups. You can cry right in their bellies and they don't care. And they like the little
Why does your mouth have to be so close to the penis in this? Kalila's back to her old ways.
It's hard. Your next guy you hook up
with is a dog, is Hugo.
You have such an attractive mouth.
Sorry. It's really so good. I really love your gaps so much. I know we talk about it every episode.
You know, they're getting gappier. I looked in the mirror the other day, and so now I actually have gaps on like these teeth as well. And yeah.
Is that good?
I don't know. I don't know why my teeth are.
They're tongue thrusting.
What?
Maybe tongue thrusting, making your palate wider.
I don't know.
Guys, I gotta go. A lot of jokes here. I went and did Josh Wolf is shooting a show, and I went and watched him do like a strip pole dance with he had a competition with his son. And they had this girl, Nicole the Pole, there, and she will be teaching me to twerk. So wow. I just want to let you guys know that will be happening sometime soon. She was really amazing. Pole dancers are fucking ripped.
I would love to do a pole dancing private lesson with you guys.
Yes, okay. But you're the pole.
Well, just dancers in general, pole or not, they have just the most. So much effort to and core to keep yourself like steady in that position.
It was very impressive. Not when Josh and his son did it, but when she did it, it was really. I mean, I got props for these bitches.
I'll say this: if we're gonna go out to like a dinner to like
strip club.
Yeah, exactly. You got me.
What day are we gonna do it? Should we just plan it right now? Because we always fake, but we're gonna do it for real.
I've been to two since we've talked about it. Esther's been.
Should
to
we
one.
Bring her with us on Friday?
Yeah.
Are you free Friday night?
They come with us tomorrow night.
What are you guys doing?
Party at Kesha's house?
Party at Kesha's.
Maybe.
Don't say maybe, just come.
She can say maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No, we're dragging her. Remember how you like to be dragged? You're not the only one that likes to be dragged. Bitch.
That sounds fun. If I'm feeling up for it, I will text you in the morning.
Okay. We can revisit.
Yeah.
Kesha's king. I don't know how to explain it.
I, you know, we could all sleep over. There's Kesha so many
energy
things.
Is, oh, okay. We go out to eat. We go to a strip club and then we have a sleepover.
Yeah.
Mm-mm, that sounds fun to me.
We have to literally,
popcorn
we have to plan
machine.
This.
Popcorn machine.
A popcorn machine. Kalila's like, we have to do it at Bobby's house, though.
Bobby's coming, guys. Imagine if I did that.
Oh, my God, you would do
it. You guys, are you okay with Bobby tagging along?
On our breakup hang?
No, we shoo Bobby away with Dave and Todd. Bobby and Dave, like, went out to eat last weekend, by the way.
Well, they went to a party together, bailed before I even got there. And then went out to eat, went on a little lover's date.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, they have, like, a third friend. It's just...
Yeah.
It's so interesting.
Who is the third friend?
Gene Hong.
This guy that it's Dave's poker friend who is like works with Bobby. So they're like in this little friend group.
Wait, you know what I didn't tell you guys? Last night I had the most grandma ice cream flavor. Pralines and cream.
You mean pralines?
I mean pralines and cream. What did I call them? Pralines. Pralines. Is that not so grandma though?
It is very grandma. Pralines and cream.
Why is it grandma? Explain to
what
me.
What did I say? Parlene?
Parlene.
Yeah, Parlene's. I thought you were trying to say like maybe Marlene. I was like, that's a grandma name.
That's my
Marlene?
Grandma's name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. My the grandma's name is Marlene. Yeah, she doesn't prefer my company.
Call me your grandma.
Wait, so hang on. So pralines and cream is just an old school flavor?
I was moved to get it. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
I totally identify that as an old lady flavor. But what even is it?
It's like a vanilla with caramel and then...
The nuts, the pralines.
Pecans? Yeah, pralines are covered with... like a crusted candy.
Wait, yeah, it actually sounds good.
It's so good.
Oh no, I'm an thing. Old lady now.
Wait, what are other old lady flavors?
Pistachio.
Pistachio is an old lady
coffee
flavor?
Reminds me of my grandfather always had coffee ice cream.
That's pretty good old person flavor.
He had after eight mints. Do you guys remember those after eight mints that would like come in like the little sleeves?
Wait, so
the little squares.
Just to clarify, pralines and cream it's ribbons of golden caramel and sweet nutty praline pecan swirled into signature vanilla. Okay,
that sounds delicious.
What does praline mean?
I think that just the way the pecans are.
Okay.
Oh, look, she's making fun of me for not being able to pronounce a thing she doesn't even know what it means. Oh, looks like we're both dumb, bitch.
Smooth, sweet substance made by boiling nuts and sugar. Oh, okay. Oh.
It's so good.
Damn. Wait, I've been missing out on this flavor.
It's crunchy. It was it's delicious.
Where'd you get it?
Ralph's.
Classy.
Oh. I got it. It was a Haagen-Dazs.
I love a good West Side, like... I went to Venice like last week. I had to go somewhere and I love it over there.
Yeah, it's great.
I was like, I can't believe Annie lives here.
It's so good. It's good vibes. It's good all the time. It's fun.
Venice is fun.
And the homeless people have been there so long. I'm sorry, the unhoused,
people experiencing homelessness.
Yeah, they're not unarmed, but they are unhoused. But so scary, so stabby. But I find them to be more well-versed in being unhoused in my neighborhood because they've just been there for a long time.
But you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to go to First Fridays in Venice. Every First Friday, they have all of the trucks out.
Okay, I didn't even know that.
I knew that. I've known that for 10 years.
Yeah,
so I want to go First Fridays. I want to bike on the boardwalk. Or you can do a scooter or whatever. Actually, you know what, Esther? I can get the bike with a little thing in the back
let's
and
get it
I can
the,
take
actually,
you on a ride.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so that way you don't have to move your legs.
You could be holding your dog and doing it.
Because I can't ride a bike, so I would like to participate in my own
I'll drag you in my little, you know, Ural.
Okay.
We got to get one of those, you know how they have them down the shore? I don't know if you guys know, in Jersey, where they're like, they have a cover and then it's like, seats of bikes and your whole family can go on them. That's how we'll teach you to ride a bike.
Oh,
wait, with your
that.
Arms?
No, I'm just being the pedal.
I was like, Annie, that's so much work.
No, that is a lot of work. But with those shoulders,
I will say I feel
safe with those shoulders.
I have a little bit of like a fantasy of because I used to love rollerblading. I would love to rollerblade at some point if anyone. Oh, I know that's triggering for your.
It's not triggering.
Okay,
let's try. It's I'm a really crappy rollerblader, but Jenna is really good.
Yeah,
and she can maybe teach us.
Yeah, Jenna, I do associate with rollerblading.
Yeah, I need.
She's very proud of it
too.
I need
to call her. But I would love to rollerblade in Venice with you guys.
I would like to push you while you're on rollerblades.
Oh, I would love that.
Down a hill.
That's fine.
You can catch yourself.
I feel like you'd be good at it. You're very coordinated. You're a dancer.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're light on your feet.
Were you good at it when you used to do it?
I don't know if good. I was just able.
You were the kid, like, you never broke your arm at a roller skating party?
No, I'm a very fearful, careful kind of
I call bullshit on that. I think you are so coordinated. I think that you are a natural athlete.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
She's never gotten positive reinforcement. She just stops being funny.
I'm happy forever.
She just ceases to be everything. Oh, I was talking to Billy Wayne Davis, who's a comedian, and he was asking me, he's like, I would like to make like $40 million and then just stop doing comedy. Would you stop doing comedy if you made a bunch of money?
That has like always been my thing of like my dad is always being like, you can tap out, like come move into the basement, we can live off your savings, like so that funny. Like we can live a frugal life. So that's definitely always been on my mind, but I think I've evolved out of that thinking lately into like I love what I do.
Yeah, it's
and
fun,
so
right?
It's like I always want to be doing something and it might not be making money or whatever, but like the activity of what we do is like fun. So
yeah.
But I used to really have that mentality of like, I just want to get in and get out.
Well, the thing is we weren't making money when we were doing
that's
it.
That's true.
Wait, so
when you
question.
Make money, it's like less pressure because we're worrying about like bills and shit.
Yeah.
All the
so the, let's say the proposition is, Annie, I'm going to give you $40 million today, but you can never do stand up again.
I would never take that.
Yeah, I can't imagine. There's no amount. I love doing stand-up. Yeah.
But I definitely would fantasize about that. Like, I would look at friends who had, like, a $5 million house, and I'd be like, how are they not just selling that house and moving somewhere affordable and just fucking live their lives out? But that now I'm like, that's not what I would want.
No, I would want to keep going. Keep I mean, we working. Know a bunch of, like, rich people that are not, that yeah. have not stopped.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's, like, cool to connect with people and stuff like that, but.
You guys are artists.
I guess so.
You know, that's deeply embedded into, like, your constitution.
So are you.
You are as a human. And so it's like, I don't think that you will ever truly be happy and if you weren't allowed to constantly express yourself yeah. in the way that you guys have for so
it's
long.
That's true.
I feel like with stand-up, it's like I wasn't going to stop when I was making no money. So why would I stop when I am making money?
I know. I was thinking about this the last week, like how we have this show and like we make money off of it now. And I was like, people probably don't really understand that, especially like Annie and I had been podcasting for free for 10 years yeah. to no one. Like we yeah. have yeah. been doing it.
And stand up every night for like $15 at most.
So it's almost like, okay, we started this show and within a year, it's like super successful, but like, we, you know, the saying like 10,000 hours is like, we have been doing it. We did it for free.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, we're here because yeah. we want to be.
Yeah, we like
right.
it.
Right.
Kalila, why are you here?
You're the same thing, by the way. It's just you were more successful before us.
Yeah, not the first couple years. What do you want to do now? What do you want to do now?
The first years of Tiger Belly, not a cent was seen.
Okay, so you're
Bryce was there in the beginning. Bryce was who hit us up and said, hey, what about George Kimmel as you get to produce your show? And we had nobody, nothing, no ads, nothing. And I was like, all right. And Jenna was like, what about Gilbert to just press, you know.
Gilbert's from Jenna?
Yeah, just press play because Bobby and I had recorded our first podcast. It was this amazing 2-hour one. And then I look over and I hadn't pressed record.
We've all been
and
there.
And I was like, oh, fuck. Like, and so I was like, we need just a person to press record. And I was like, hey, Gilbert, do you know how to press record? And he was like, yeah. And then we spent weeks.
Hey, Gilbert, do you want to have the greatest, easiest job with the most amount of money ever? Hey, Gilbert, do you want to win the lottery right now?
But dude, what I found out later was that Gilbert is such a gem because he is such a savvy business person.
He also knows a lot of people.
He's so well connected. He's so talented and funny. And he's so just lovable. Like everyone loves him, right?
He was so funny on the live show. He is so funny.
Yeah, he is.
He is like the definition of the kind of guy that like they really interject, like they pick their spots and they just take the house down. Like he's so great.
Naturally too. Yes. Like it never feels like he's trying that hard. Yeah. He just is. So I lucked out there. But the first couple of years we were just doing it just to do it. We were like, fuck it. Bobby's like, you know, I'm broke, my career is going nowhere. We might as well just do this. And so we did.
Told me to start a podcast. He was like, when I was broke, I was going to pick up my checks in the Comedy Store office and Bobby was, and I was like, oh, thank God I got a main room, you know, I was like living off of these.
Yeah.
And Bobby was like, are you broke? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, start a podcast. He's like, I didn't have anything going on before my podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously he had stuff going on at some point, but it's like.
At some point, but.
But Hollywood, that game where it's like waiting for the next gig is horrible. Over.
That was horrible. Yeah. That was a really painful, like that time for Bobby. When I first met him, I remember he was like auditioning for an unpaid job to do a sketch with a kid named Hamburger.
That was when I knew Bobby well, when he was like taking us out to Denny's and stuff. And it's like, it was not good.
Right. And so I remember going to probably Denny's afterwards because we weren't into the high-end restaurants in the beginning because we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so, but we couldn't say that out loud either. We can't say, hey, like Bobby Lee's broke as shit, you know, but he was, right? We couldn't afford a bigger home until like years later. But he had auditioned for this unpaid job. And I remember him saying, like, I need to get this. I really need this. This is going to like change my career. And we always look back at that moment now, like crying hysterically, laughing because it was just such, we were like, he felt like he was really in the pits. And I remember feeling like, I hope you get it, sweetie. I really hope. And getting on my hands and knees and saying, oh my God, like, give this one job with Burger to Bobby, please.
And while you're down
and
there,
he didn't get it. So it's like, yeah, podcasting was like, you know, it was just a Hail Mary, yeah. But also it was just like, what the fuck else are we gonna do?
I know.
And at that point, like, I had fully decided I wasn't going to work as a nurse, and you know, at all. I was like, fuck that. I'm not going that route. If my phone gets disconnected, let me suffer, is what I told my mom. Let me suffer. I need to suffer so that maybe it will, like, propel me into really, like, moving and feeling some urgency in my life.
That's a real thing.
And that urgency was going to Sam, you know, what do you call that? Sam Ash?
Oh,
And getting mics and being like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And so that's the, you know, those were the beginnings. They were not fun. There's a lot of things I want to do in my life. And I think that I'm finally feeling like ready. I have been ready for a while. But you know when, like, you don't want to talk about it until it's already done?
Right, yeah.
Because you almost suck the juice and the joy out of it if you start telling everybody about things that you... that haven't, when you can't even see the finish line yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, I hold it close to my heart. These are things that I'm working on. And when it comes, you know, to fruition, then I'll talk about it.
I'm the opposite.
Please be OnlyFans. Please be OnlyFans. I'm
just kidding. Only friends.
All right, are OnlyFans dreams dead, right?
What?
Are OnlyFans dreams, are they dead?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw something you might have liked. I was at the beach on Saturday, and there was an airplane dragging a sign of a girl. It says OnlyFans.com/ and then her handle.
Oh, I love that. Good girl.
And me and my friends were like, oh my God.
That's amazing.
That's a great fucking move.
I know all these dads, like, with their
kids. Yes. With their kids at the beach, just, you know.
They're like wiping the sand off. Like, get the sand off.
That's great marketing.
Like burying their kids, like, oh, daddy will be right back.
Fucking come and sand batter.
Ew.
So you're going to work out a bunch, and we can't call it a revenge body because there's no revenge. So we have to call it a just friends body.
The divorce diet is not what's happening to me. I've never been hungrier in my life.
Yeah.
That's all. I keep wanting to eat. So, you know, when people are like, I'm sad, I can't eat a morsel. That has not been me at all.
That's okay, good.
I'm hungry.
She's hungry. Maybe you've been, you know, going through it enough that it's like...
You've been starved in many ways, yeah. Kalilah, for that cock.
I just am not sure I want to see a guy in... Like, I want to tie him up, just not in that position, with the arms behind the back to the legs, to the ankles. It's not a look that I'm into. It's
guys,
like
my plane crush... I know what you're saying.
My plane crush, my dead plane guy.
Oh, right.
So we stayed friends, you know, and when I was single again, like, I got in a relationship right after that. And then when we broke up, we had stayed friends. And so it started to get like a little like, ooh, are we going to like hook up again? And he sent me a sext that was so crazy. He told me he had one of those beds with, like bondage hooks on them. And I was like, stranger danger. No, thank you. And he would send me like porn. He'd be like, this is the porn I'm watching. And it was always like women in ball gags getting like their pussies whipped. I was like, I'm not.
Please,
I would like
not.
A regular sex first. And then, but then I found the sext he sent me and he ended up blocking me. This
regular
is why I didn't go to his
sex
funeral.
First is such a good rule.
I didn't.
Such a
well,
good
I was
rule.
Like, let's just do regular. Let's just see what that I'm getting my pussies beaten.
That's an amazing sentence.
Like, you know,
regular sex first.
I don't. I mean, I'll bring the purple, but you don't have to make it black and
purpler.
Blue. Wait, let me find it. Fuck, where is it? It's so good. It's just like the craziest.
That would be such a red flag for me if a guy was without me asking.
Yeah,
being like, here's a porn I'm watching. I'm like.
But it's just, he just was into different things. So this was the sext that he...
Okay, read it out loud.
Okay, this is what he blocked me over.
Sorry, RIP, by the way.
RIP, nice guy. I would have gone to the memorial service, but I'm respecting his boundary of blocking me.
That's smart. Yeah.
That's a good rule as well.
And it was like, I was going for nosy reasons. Like, I didn't, what was I going to do? Be like, except that's kind of a cool story to tell.
I would have gone, but...
Him blocking you. Only made you come on stronger. She'd have thrown herself into the fucking casket. You'd be in the ground with him, straddling him. Like, oh, I didn't think this through. I'm trapped.
one last kiss.
Your dad saves you. Your dad saves you. He knows exactly where you are.
Picks me up, throws me in the car.
All right. So he goes, try to think of me tonight as if we went to a high school reunion. I was like, oh.
What?
And then I'm like, everyone's bald and fat. That's what I was thinking. Everyone's like, bald and fat. No thanks. He goes, I mean, high school prom. Okay. Now we're underage. He goes, and then you're all innocent. But then after the prom, I take you to this hotel with its own dungeon. I'm like, okay, buddy.
Dungeon?
A dungeon. I'm a kid. I'm a child. I'm in high school. He goes, and you're scared because I miss my parents. You're scared, but you stay and you let me do whatever I want to you. You don't want to like it. I'm like, no, I don't.
I
know. I was just like, how off can you be? He goes, but
miss the mark.
You can't stop yourself from coming over and over again. Especially with the clamps I have on your nipples. I'm like, what the hell?
No.
Is it squeezing out
there?
The nipple cheese?
How do we get there so fast with the nipple clamps?
And then he goes, and then, and the vibrator that is strapped in between your legs that I control with a remote as I do other things to the rest of your body. Now, I felt I was asleep when he sent this,
he
and I woke
sucks
up.
This what ad, he sucks at sex.
Wait, can
I'm
I just
sorry.
Tell you? Can I just tell you what I wrote when I woke up at 6:54 a.m.? I wrote, this is how JonBenet died. And he was like, fuck you.
Is he blocked you after that?
He blocked me.
Annie, after. You're just the one.
He blocked me after I posted that.
That is so.
I posted it online immediately.
His worst
the
JonBenet nightmare.
Joke was so good.
It's like, buddy, great you joke. Texted the wrong girl.
I was like, this, you will live forever. Let me just tell you.
There are people who are very skilled at sexting. And people who are not will never get there. And that is an example of that could never,
but
never like even get any blood flow in my pussy.
You have to, it has to be a girl that's into that
already.
Like
yeah.
A clamp, I don't want a clamp on my nipples.
Yeah, he's just, it's not a match. He needed someone very different.
You gotta try pinching first before you gotta put a fucking potato chip clip on my fucking tits.
He was very unclear about his audience is what it was.
And I was telling him too, I was like, I'm not, but he did pass away, so we love him.
R.I.P.
Nothing but respect.
R.I.P. Quizno boy.
Look, I do this. I do. Because of what he did to me.
Oh, he did that to you?
No.
Oh.
I went like this, but he didn't do that either. It was very, it was cute. It was just innocent.
We love you, Quizno boy. We really
Quizno.
Do.
Quizno. Quiz yes, I call him.
You guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode this week.
We will see you guys next week for a brand new episode. Make sure to subscribe and, all as always, comment because
Carlos will read them. I'm done.
Yeah. But we want to hear from you guys. So
we love you. Come see us live.
See you next week.